Chris, let's talk a little bit about the 2012 growing season. It's been a year of ups and downs. We got started early, things looked good, and then Mother Nature kind of made sure she had her hand in it, and things turned around a little bit.
Oh, it was quite a contrast from 2011 when we were planting the first week of June. This year we had guys putting corn in the ground, the middle of March, which is very, very uncommon for our area.
As we look at a quick start and a good start to the growing season, and we get to that part where things kind of shut off and no rain, hot temperatures, not in a good part of the growing season, what are some of the things you're hearing from your growers, whether it's at Farm Science Review here or around, as you talk to them about what they're seeing in their fields?
Well, some of them, that early season, they were really excited about what their potential was. And then it just stopped raining. And then we got extremely hot. And then what we're hearing from people is planting date was monumental. Some of the late planted corn still got a lot of potential. If we caught some late rains, flowering dates, some of the hybrids that flowered later are actually going to handle the stress a little bit better. Some of the early stuff that they're most excited about is going to get beat up a little bit more. But we're all over the board. I've talked to a guy, here this morning at the Farm Science Review, and he's saying, 160, 180 bushel corn, but he's in a northeast Ohio county. I've been in fields in Ross County, Fayette County line, or county line, and I doubt the field can make 30. So it just depends on where you are.
As we look at a year like this, how does it influence what growers and farmers are looking at? Should that influence their decisions for 2013, or do we just kind of take it in stride?
I don't think you can base a lot of decisions on this year. It just was totally abnormal. You don't plant corn in March. I've been doing this 33 years. First time I've really seen very much corn planted in March. If a hybrid's been working for you, I don't think you can throw it away based on this year. If it doesn't rain, it's not going to be it's not going to raise. You're not going to have corn. There's some things new as far as the Aqua Max that we offer, 1083. It's something maybe to look at, especially on some stressy soils. We sell something called 1102 that really handles stress extremely well. I think people are going to go to those stress hybrids a little bit more in another year. But we have to be really careful that we all of a sudden switch to stress hybrids and we forget about the high-yielding hybrids. And it tends to be a pendulum that swings towards stress and then we swing towards yields. We probably need to be somewhere in the middle.
What do growers and farmers, what should they be looking at? You mentioned high-performing hybrids, big yield numbers, stress hybrids, those types of things. How do we figure out what product to put where on our farm and what soils can maximize production?
Well, from our standpoint as a company, we have area seedsmen, and they're very capable people, and they try to match hybrids to soil types. In a year like this, it's a lot tougher to do, a lot tougher to do. But they know our customer soils. They understand our customer soils. And so we tend to put stressier hybrids, the hybrids that handle stress on those varying soils, the darker, heavier soils. Then you can go higher populations, and you can put that racehorse type genetics there. But on the tough soils, we recommend using those workhorse genetics. But I don't think you can judge a lot off of this year. And everybody's going to tell you that, no matter what company. But you can't really judge a lot off of a year like this.
As we take a look and prepare for 2013, a lot of questions from growers. Are they concerned about hybrid availability, seed supply, and being able to put a crop in the ground next year?
They were, and we were as a company. And in July, if you look at some of our seed fields, I was terrified. I thought we're not going to have enough seed. In August, I felt a little bit better. I was in seed fields last Saturday, and things looked pretty good for us. But there's some surprises out there. We had one hybrid that I really liked that's going to be less than 10 units per acre. And then we had some other things that they're probably going to out-yield some of our commercial corn. They look like they could be 60 or 70 units per acre.
If folks want to find out what more information about hybrids, about availability, how can they do so?
Our toll-free number is 800-708-2676, or they can go to our website. It's www.seedconsultants.com.